Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. The largest clinical study on weight loss and weight management has just been published in the journal Obesity. In a double-blind study, 123 participants were randomly given a proprietary white kidney bean extract called Phase 2 or a placebo for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, Phase 2 group lost an average of 7 pounds and significantly more body fat and waist circumference compared to the placebo group. After 24 weeks, 75% of the Phase 2 group maintained their weight and reported decreased desire in sugary food cravings compared to the placebo group, which reported a significant increase in craving sweet. We at the Wealth of Health are proud to carry the Phase 2 proprietary white kidney bean extract exclusively in a Nature's Way brand line of standardized herbs. For more information on Phase 2 white kidney bean extract, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
East Idaho weather, overnight lows falling back into the mid to lower 30s. Cold and breezy in the forecast as we get overnight into Thursday. Daytime highs around 50 degrees for tomorrow. Scattered showers and strong winds possible. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. 8:06, it is 42 degrees in East Idaho. It is time for the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Bill and Dasha with us as always in our 8 o'clock hour. Wednesday, good morning.
Good morning, and no Dasha because, it's our big sale this week, so she's getting the worker bees organized with a lot of samples and demos and things. You know, somebody's got to supervise the cheese cutting and the cracker eating, so she's out there getting everything ready. So she might call in, though, because we got so many new things, and a lot of them are her department, which I kind of keep my hands out of with foods and teas and things. So she might call in and talk about it. But we have open lines this morning with just me and maybe a few callers, and you, of course, here in the studio. So
there you go.
Trying to follow up Steve Yates again with a brilliant narration and commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. 524-8255 every Wednesday morning. Even when we're not here, we have somebody else doing it for us. Educating you in nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes and choices, and watching this healthcare debate and people getting absolutely nowhere with what's more important is to getting your family healthier, I guess, you know, if that's the healthcare, but nothing is getting addressed on a prevention side. Nobody is getting any perks or tax breaks or benefits for spending money on gym memberships or some basic vitamins or acupuncture or whatever it is. That's not part of the equation. So kind of sad to see. I think prevention is what would significantly cut the expense to the government and people's health by taking care of a lot of these chronic preventative issues. But anyways, Wealth of Health Natural Market is the sole sponsor. We're located on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls. But mail and ship products all over the world. We have customers who somehow along the line wound up in places from the Orient to Middle East, military, working in embassies, Canada. And, of course, throughout the United States, including Pocatello and Twin Falls and Jackson Hole. We have so many customers and so many packages that go out every day to people who just cannot make the drive. And we certainly appreciate the support. 524-8255, again, open lines. And as I mentioned, we're in the middle of our semi-annual sale. We only do this twice a year. It's big savings. Pretty much everything on sale, including the big appliances, from our everyday low prices, anything from 5 to 20%, which takes a lot of stuff down to wholesale, in vitamins and foods and supplements and teas and health and beauty products and you name it. Lots of samples and demos, manufacturers' coupons all over the store. Starting tomorrow, we have our reps in town. Stephanie from Nutraceutical, Solaray Company, is going to hand out a lot of samples and hang around. making probably some power drinks, and then Dave from Nature's Way will be making popcorn with coconut oil. We'll have Stephen Harry's coffee on Saturday morning, probably most of the day on Saturday, and Mom's Place gluten-free Friday and Saturday from 11 to 6 with their awesome tasting gluten-free probably desserts, I would think, maybe lemon bars and carrot cake, maybe a few other things. So pop in, make sure you sample out the fares and some drinks and foods, and grab samples, all kinds of goodies going on through the end of Saturday. We had a good time last Saturday with Susan Bell, who was in the store for over an hour signing her book, Gluten-Free Cooking Made Easy, best-selling book in the second edition now. Thank you to Susan for coming to do that. A lot of people stopped by and stood patiently getting her signatures on the book. But here we are, 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Just a little note of interest. We're seeing sort of this mini explosion of raw milk locally produced. We're watching Reed's Dairy, and we're watching a place in Rigby come out with raw milk. It's kind of interesting, and it's great that these farmers are getting exemptions from the state to produce raw milk. It is so much better nutritionally than the pasteurized, homogenized milk that has really no nutrition left in it. And those of you who have switched to raw milk definitely understand the benefits and the taste and the richness of the cream. Here's the thing with what we're seeing from Reed's and a place in Rigby. They're still using, regardless of what their cows are, whether it's Jersey cows or whatever other cows, I'm not an expert on cows types, they're using GMO feed. And if we have a choice, which we do with Desert Wind Farms, where they use no GMO corn or feed, we will choose that. Now, it may be not as critical. It may be some people will say, oh, what difference does it make? I think there is a difference. I think we've clearly seen the issues with GMO corn and soy bean and wheat with gluten intolerance, and people who cannot tolerate GMO popcorn, for example, but they have no problem eating non-GMO popcorn. Something in that genetic modification is creating a problem for people. So we've decided that as long as we have a choice, we will stick with non-GMO. When that choice is gone, then I guess we'll look at the other sources. But right now, Desert Wind, people are asking this question all the time. Why aren't you bringing in Reed's Dairy? They're from Idaho Falls. Because, again, they're not organic, and they're not even free range. They do use hormones and steroids. With them, it's not, you know, for us, that's not even an issue. But the place in Rigby that I believe Manware and Cheese uses, no hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids. But if they're getting GMO feed, we'll keep, stay out of it for as long as we can with the Desert Wind Farms. Let's see, some interesting studies, and I'll try to remember some new things that have come in. Hopefully, again, Dasha will call in with the Republic of Tea, one of the premier tea lines in the U.S. We were hesitant for a long time to bring it in because they tend to be a little bit more expensive, but that's one of the top-end lines in the U.S. And also, Dasha brought in a lot of bulk, fancy metropolitan tea company, fancy meaning that they're not regular standard teas, your chamomiles or dandelions or peppermints. These are very interesting blends of teas from Metropolitan Tea Company. Those are by weight. We sell them by ounce, where Republic of Tea has beautiful cans of tea, excellent lines of teas. Tons of new bars, the Protein Power Bar, we've mentioned it before, the wafers that taste like Kit Kat, they are higher protein than carbs. The new Go Bar, higher protein, significantly higher protein than carbs. Some of them are higher calories, some are lower calories. Most of them are gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, all allergen-free. They're excellent bars. Taste great, no aftertaste. Victory bars from ISS Sports, ISS Labs. And those are higher protein, low sugar, and I believe gluten-free as well. So many choices now for people looking for that higher protein lifestyle and maybe not necessarily wanting to make shakes all the time, but bars are a great option, just as snacking on almonds and cashews or peanuts and peanut butter. And we brought in the new nut butter powder line. It is less expensive than PB2 with cleaner ingredients and a couple of extra flavors, or one flavor in right now. That's the cinnamon peanut butter powder flavor. And I think we're getting caramel in the next few weeks. They're in the final stages of production, but significantly less expensive than PB2, which is now in every grocery store. And then when we start seeing that, of course, the quality of the ingredients goes down, because when you go into Walmart, you have to sell based on price. So the manufacturers are basically squeezed between a rock and a hard spot, how to do that. But when big chains want some of these smaller companies to bring their product in, they've got to cut the price, or they've got to cut margins. They got to do something to get into those big chains. All right, on the research front, vitamin D boosts mood in women with diabetes, women with type 2 diabetes, who also shown signs of depression, saw their moods brighten considerably. Their blood pressure drop as well after taking supplemental vitamin D. This is a recent study from the University, Loyola University Chicago. Niehoff School of Nursing enrolled 46 diabetic middle-aged women with low blood levels of sunshine vitamin, as well as very bad mood. After 6 months, when the women's D levels had reached sufficient levels, their mood improved significantly as measured by the standard depression system scales. Their systolic upper number pressure dropped by nearly 8 points, and they lost weight as well. Doctors have mentioned that vitamin D supplementation potentially is an easy and cost-effective therapy with minimal side effects. The doctor, PhD, and registered nurse, Sue Penkofer, who supervised this trial, presented the results of the study in the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association. Continuous vitamin D, I mean, it's not, again, nothing new, not really very exciting, but the results are exciting for people who are suffering with a variety of these conditions, including depression, including diabetes, and all of the side effects of diabetes, neuropathy, retinopathy, renal failure, circulatory conditions, obviously spikes in blood sugar, and potential deadly conditions like amputations and or gangrene, which can easily lead to death. For those people, the results of the vitamin D studies should be really exciting. And if you're not trying vitamin D, number one, get your blood level tested. If you're below 40, in our opinion, many medical doctors say below 30, you need to pay attention. Get up your number into the 50 level and higher, and boy, you will see a significant difference. And that's the milliliter per milligram per deciliter of blood is the level, and it's a standard blood test that now many doctors will administer as part of their regular physical exams on vitamin D levels as a predictor of conditions, rather than having you weighed and measuring your cholesterol. Those are old, useless numbers. Vitamin D, systemic inflammation, triglycerides, those are the relatively newer more important markers in your physical exams. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255. Stop in through Saturday. We're in the middle of our semi annual sale, deep discounts, lots of manufacturers' coupons, which we don't get too many anymore. It's very difficult now. The companies are all cutting down. We're just seeing marketing dollars dry up. A lot of companies are not supporting sampling programs and demo programs as they used to in the past. Competition is getting very tight. Everybody is working on tiny little margins. At our recent trade show in Anaheim, I spent a lot of time with the owners of the Organic Valley Company, which is a co-op of many farmers that produce organic milks and cheeses and sour creams and cottage cheese and things like that, organic prairie meats. They're saying that supply issue is going to be a big problem in the upcoming years. There's just not enough organic ground in the United States where organically produced milk is made to supply all these rapidly opening new chains and expanding chains, and even the conventional grocery stores who want to get into organic meats and dairy products, they simply cannot supply them. So very interesting dynamic. I think a lot of the areas will see local producers, local farmers step in to supply things like raw milk and eggs and cheeses, as we've seen here. But Midwest and Texas, where a lot of the farming and organic milks are produced, even places like Twin Falls, they're blending different milks from various farms. But if there's not enough organic milk, they can't make organic things to supply every Kroger and Albertsons and Walmart that is requesting organic products. So dairy is definitely at the top of the list, and meats are as well. So it'll be an interesting thing to watch the next few years, what happens with nationwide these big producers like Horizon and Organic Valley. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle, choices and changes, wealthofhealthnutrition.com is our website. If you have any questions you would like to email us, I personally check the emails, health@ida.net. I even check the spam filter for whatever odd reason. Ever since Digis took over Microserve, lots of problems with emails, outgoing and incoming, wind up in God knows what places. People are not receiving them, but I'm digressing here. It's just everything is happening all over the place. Fatty acids for dry eyes. You probably hear the commercial that we're running on omega-7, which is one of the fatty acids, slightly different from the omega-3, 6, and 9. 7 is a particular fat that does come somewhat from fish, but also from algae and things like sea buckthorn. But that's a separate study and a separate commercial. This study talks about omega-3 fatty acids, brings tears to eyes of millions in a good way. Study from Spain suggests that omega-3 fatty acid supplementation will help ease the symptoms of dry eye syndrome. More than 3 million American women and 1.7 million American men age 50 and older have symptoms of dry eye. The American Optometric Association reports that the majority of people over the age of 65 experience some symptom of dry eye. Researchers in Spain gave 61 patients who had been clinically diagnosed with a gland dysfunction, which produces tears, thus the dry eye, gave them a DHA-rich long-chain essential fatty acids with antioxidants or a placebo for 3 months. They were evaluated after each month. The total daily dose of long-chain essential fatty acids was 1.3 grams, so 1,300 milligrams, providing 1 gram of DHA, 128 milligram of EPA, and 30 milligrams of DPA. Subjects who had taken this combination daily showed significant improvement in their symptoms, including improved tear stability and reduced eyelid inflammation. The study, published in the journal Clinical Interventions in Aging. We also saw a different study published last year in the journal Cornea, also linked omega-3s to reduced symptoms of dry eye. So in many cases, I know that people come in and ask for drops or maybe ointments to put on their eyelids to lubricate the eyes. That may be just a partial solution or no solution at all, as most of our problems externally come from inside. And I would strongly recommend, if you have dry eyes, dry eye syndrome, whether it's related to Sjogren's syndrome or just a dysfunction of a gland that produces tears, I would suggest trying maybe 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of omega-3 blend with at least 1,000 DHA, and also maybe throwing in the mix some omega-7. SBA 24 is the king of the hill. SBA 24 is a proprietary sea buckthorn extract, omega-7 essential fatty acids product from Finland that has we have seen amazing results and benefits with this product in people, and mainly women. It's interesting that mainly women come in complaining of the dry eye syndrome. With recommending or giving them omega-7, they come back and tell us within a couple of weeks that results were pretty amazing. 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, every Wednesday morning. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes and choices, you want to take care of your family, your kids, your elderly parents, there's so much you can do and improve their health, especially the chronic preventative conditions. That's what we're here for, is to advise you and guide you and hopefully help you make smarter education decisions on taking care of your chronic conditions or improving and staying in good health. Health@ida.net is our email address. Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue is the source of information. And call us if you have any questions. And we're in the middle of our semi-annual great sales, discounts, coupons throughout this week and on Saturday evening. Load up on things that you need. Try some new things. It's a perfect opportunity. Let's see. Interesting study. I think I briefly mentioned it, but we didn't take it deeper enough. The study on carvacol, which is the active ingredient in oil of oregano, and North American oil of oregano, P73, is gold standard, is the gold standard of oreganos. But the doctors found that carvacol, a substance in oregano oil that gives the pizza herb its distinctive warm aromatic smell and flavor, is effective against norovirus, causing the breakdown of the virus's tough outer coat. The research, published in this year's February Journal of the Society for Applied Microbiology, Journal of Applied Microbiology, norovirus, also known as the winter vomiting disease, is the leading cause of vomiting and diarrhea around the world. It's particularly problematic in nursing homes, hospitals, cruise ships, and schools, and is a very common cause of foodborne disease outbreaks. Although the disease is unpleasant, most people recover fully within a few days. But for people with an existing serious medical problem, this highly infectious virus can be dangerous. Doctors at the University of Arizona said carvacol could be used as a food sanitizer and possibly as a surface sanitizer, particularly in conjunction with other antimicrobials. We would like to do some more additional testing on Carvacol, but the research at this point is fascinating. In the experiments conducted at the University of Arizona, Carvacol appeared to act directly on the virus capsid, which is the capsulating material, tough layer of proteins and surrounds the virus, causing it to break down. This would give another antimicrobial the opportunity to enter the internal part of the virus and kill it. We've known about very powerful antimicrobial, antiviral, anti-infectious type properties of oil of oregano and carvacol, and now we have a very good study from University of Arizona, and no amount of pizza could prevent, of course, norovirus, because you can't get enough carvacol in oregano spice you put on pizza. All right, we're up against the break. Quick commercial timeout in the news, and we'll be back right after this bottom of the hour break, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, and I think Dasha is going to join me after the break with some news of what's happening during our semi-annual sale and maybe some new things that have come in yesterday, day before yesterday. Stay right here. Don't go away. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. A new nutrient is making rounds in a number of clinical trials, producing very intriguing results. This nutrient is omega-7 essential fatty acid called SBA-24, extracted from sea buckthorn oil and imported from Finland by Europharma. In published clinical trials in various peer-reviewed journals, SBA-24 inhibited platelet aggregation, improved tear film fatty acids, and tear film osmolarity in individuals with the dry eye syndrome, reduced risk factors in metabolic syndrome in overweight and obese individuals, and reduced cardiovascular disease risk factors, improved mucous membrane and symptoms of Sjogren's syndrome, and significantly improved skin aging. We have all the studies posted at the Wealth of Health, so if you have any questions about omega-7 sea buckthorn oil SBA-24, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
A French satellite is the latest to spot a possible debris field. It's the same area where an Australian satellite had earlier spotted objects that could be from the missing Malaysian jetliner. A dozen planes and five ships are again hunting that part of the southern Indian Ocean. Rescuers continue a grim task of searching for victims from last week's mudslide in Washington State, but it's very tough.
The conditions in the search area are horrendous, we're being told by rescuers. They say the mud is filled with all kinds of debris, like nails and pieces of homes and cars. In some cases, rescuers are digging with their bare hands and have been in wet concrete-like mud chest high.
ABC's Alex Stone in Snohomish County, northwest of Seattle. National Weather Service has extended a flood warning in the area of the mudslide. Shares of King Digital, the company behind the popular Candy Crush Saga game, down in the company's public trading debut. The stock priced at $22.50 on Tuesday. It opened today at only around $20.50. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
East Idaho weather, overnight lows falling back into the mid to lower 30s. Cold and breezy in the forecast as we get overnight into Thursday. Daytime highs around 50 degrees for tomorrow. Scattered showers and strong winds possible. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
Now back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260 and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue, proud sponsor of this program. Every Wednesday morning, we educate you about nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes and choices. And Dasha is joining me on the phone, working away during our semi-annual sale. Good morning.
Good morning.
So
how are you?
I am tired.
Tired. Well, you better leave some in reserve because it's our anniversary today.
I know.
You gotta take
I know.
Me out.
I know. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start caffeinating after we're done. Okay. So
well,
what
you
do
can
you want?
Actually, I was gonna say you can actually join me for afternoon tea because we're gonna have afternoon tea at the store.
Do you have caffeine in it?
Well, yes, we do, and
okay.
We'll be sampling out like a green tea. In a dessert tea, and probably a black tea.
Well, I will be there, so I might just come over and grab a cup.
And I'm going to explain the proper way of brewing teas. And, you know, we got in all kinds of wonderful teas. One of our suppliers from Canada who sources around the world, it's really incredible the amount of teas that are out there. We only got in a few, but one of them is, this is a black tea, and I'm telling you, when you smell it, and did you smell it, Bill?
You mean it's not like the junky Lipton tea?
No. Oh. I mean, this tea makes you want to crawl into the container.
Oh.
I mean, it's a combination of the black tea, calendula, osmosis petals, and natural flavors. And it, oh, it smells so good.
And this is the Metropolitan Tea Company?
Yes. And then our organic Kyoto Cherry Rose, it's a green tea, and mm-hmm. it's got rose petals in it.
Wow. And I know you've always, deep inside, you've always wanted to be a tea shop proprietor.
I don't know about that, but I love teas. I'd have to be tea and coffee, and I don't think those two mix.
No, and, well, you would have had to be born in the United Kingdom.
But then some of the other teas have no caffeine in it, because a lot of people just like, you know, an afternoon tea, no caffeine. So you can have teas that are have something like rose hips, oranges, apple pieces,
right.
hibiscus petals, and natural flavors.
Well, and of course, our prominent religion here in town does not appreciate caffeine, so we need to give them a lot of choices that are non-caffeinated.
Well, and just like me, though, I don't like caffeine in the afternoon also.
Right.
But so I'm going to invite everybody to come down for afternoon tea. And then also, I don't know the date on this, but we will have a manicurist coming in doing manicures.
During the week, or it could be after Saturday?
It will probably either be Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Okay.
So if people want a manicure, not people, ladies, if you want a manicure.
Tim wants one, too. He's raising it. Yeah.
You could come call and find out exactly what day she'll be here, because I'll know today.
Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of a fun event.
Save a nice bright pink color.
And today we're going to be sampling out protein shakes again, in addition to the tea.
Yep, and you're going to use both plant fusion and pure nutrition whey?
Yes.
Good.
It's kind of interesting. Some customers just absolutely love the plant fusion. Then we get some customers who say they don't like it, but I think it's because they've tried the unflavored. And I always suggest that you do a vanilla flavored, because it pairs well with a lot of different things, including greens.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go from your greens to your fruits for...
Right. The unflavored really was intended for baking recipes. To put into muffins and breads and to spike protein count in foods. And so unflavored by far is the slowest of the sellers in any brand of protein that everybody carries around the country. Vanilla probably number one, chocolate close number two.
And then I know you already have probably mentioned it, that we're going to have Stephen Harry in on Saturday.
I did.
Okay, and Mom's
Place both Friday and Saturday, and Nature's Way coconut popcorn Friday and Saturday, and Stephanie from Solaray is probably going to make some of Rosalind's drinks tomorrow. So full slate of activities.
And sometimes we'll shift them around, but we'll have a bunch of different things coming in. And I know
a big order of smoked fish came yesterday, so you guys are sampling smoked salmon and crackers. I know I saw that.
And different cheeses also.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of fun things.
Okay.
And I'll probably be doing tea also on Friday, but a different kind of tea.
Okay.
So those are kind of some of the fun things that we've got going on.
A lot of discounts and lots of coupons. And I was telling our listeners that it's getting harder and harder to get this marketing support for the sales, because a lot of companies are tightening the screws on freebies.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, things are changing, and still not necessarily for the best, but I do think things are starting to improve. But I also wanted to mention our wonderful Grand Teton Highlanders beef. mm-hmm. and also the Jackson Hole buffalo. It's really a good quality buffalo, and if people want to look for a leaner
source of wild from free range raised. Did I see a box of jerky yesterday that from Buffalo?
Yes, we now have buffalo jerky. It has no nitrates in it, very clean.
Cool.
So that's also a brand new item that has come in. And you can also get like bratwurst from Buffalo and Italian sausages from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger, ground buffalo,
and
steaks.
Right. And I was going to say, you know, buffalo cooks a lot faster than beef, so you don't have to cook it very long, otherwise it'll be tough. And
right.
if you've cooked it and it becomes tough, you know you've overcooked it.
Yep.
It's just like with fish. Fish does not require, you don't overcook it. It doesn't require as much cooking as meats, and I think a lot of people will tend to overcook fish
and ruin a good cut of fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, for vegetarians, we have this other great option. It's the Hope hummus, which I think is to die for, but they also have their lentil dips, and those are very good. So that's a good source of protein for the vegetarians and the vegans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on a really good deal this month.
Yep, and Zevia sodas are still on a great discount.
With a dollar coupon.
With a coupon on top, right. Yeah, you're selling a ton of it. Yeah.
Six packs are down to $2.99. So that's just all I wanted to talk about on our sale, and I'll let you get back to discussing your different studies.
Yep, and you're off to your killer class with Steve at the Apple.
Yep. So I have to go psych myself up. So.
Get those young teenagers chasing you around.
Talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Have a good workout. Okay. See you later. So, Dasha mentioned so many activities, so many things going on. And you know, when we plan these sales, we never look at the calendar to see does it fall on some particular thing. And, of course, it's spring break last week, this week, next week, depending on the school. And then we have our big trade show in March, so we try to bring in these new products for the sale. It's hard to hit it, you know, right on when everybody's in town. So it's not as busy because a lot of people are out of town traveling all of this week and, you know, parts of last week and next week. But still, it's been busy and lots of new things in and lots of deals and discounts. As Dasha mentioned, many fun things going on through Saturday of this week during our semi-annual sale. Okay, 524-8255, Open Lines, Wealth of Health, Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, and choices that you can make to get yourselves, your family members into better health. Flax to lower blood pressure. The study published in the journal Hypertension, which is a peer-reviewed journal, should be read by most cardiologists. The study from Canada, published in the journal Hypertension, milled or ground up flaxseed lowers blood pressure for people with peripheral arterial disease and high blood pressure. Researchers in Manitoba studied 86 people, average age 67, who had been diagnosed with peripheral arterial disease, PAD. You see a lot of it on TV with some drugs now, for at least 6 months. One group was given prepared foods with 30 milligrams of milled flaxseed daily. So you take a muffin or a bread or maybe pancakes, whatever it is, and you spike it in the recipe with ground flaxseed. And we know a lot of people who do that at home, the ones who bake a lot, particularly the breaded type stuff products or cakes. So one group was giving 30 milligrams of milled flaxseed daily for 6 months, during which time a control group consumed a placebo product which contained milled wheat or wheat flour. Both systolic and diastolic pressures fell within 1 month among people who ate the flaxseed and did not go down at all in a group of a placebo. The reduction in blood pressure occurred in spite of continued medication with antihypertension drugs. The author noted that participants with the highest systolic pressures experienced the greatest blood pressure lowering, suggesting that such patients would obtain the greatest benefit from consuming milled flaxseed. People have used it for source of fiber for, you know, probably a couple of decades now. In Canada, it's a common food and less so in the United States. But if you're doing protein shakes, smoothies, green drinks, baking, or other recipes, even meatloaf, things like that, you're making from scratch at home, you can easily dump a scoop of ground up flaxseed, or for that matter, ground up hemp seed, ground up chia seeds, ground up blend. And we have a number of blends out there. If you use whole flax seeds, you're probably not getting much benefit because the body has no mechanism of cracking the shell. So you do need to invest in a little coffee grinder or a nut grinder, or better yet, just buy a bag of milled ground up flax seed or chia seed or hemp seeds. Combine them, blend them, use a couple of tablespoons or a scoop or whatever it is into your recipes and drinks. And the fact that you're getting a bunch of fiber, benefits for cholesterol, benefits for blood pressure, benefits for digestive regularity problems. Clearly, a lot of good use for ground up little teeny seeds that are out there. And we also know benefits for prostate cancer, breast cancer, with people consuming high amounts of lignans, which are fiber in flax seeds, in flaxseed oil. At the bottom of the bottle of oil, you typically will find gooey consistency stuff. That's the lignin concentration, and that is very beneficial from the standpoint of anti-cancer research that we have seen published over the last 10 years. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255, open lines. This week, next week as well, on April 16th, Susie Cohen, our dear friend, registered pharmacist, licensed pharmacist, will join us on the program. We'll talk about her new book, Life Without Migraines or Life Without Headaches. I have to correct myself. Susie is just, you know, doing great on the circuit. She's hitting all the doctor's programs. She's on Dr. Oz. She's on her own radio show now. She is on national television programs. She is going to be in charge of the Thyroid Summit this summer with a dozen leading medical doctors presenting absolutely free webinars on thyroid health. You could listen 5 days a week later this summer to lectures that go on all day long. And then if you would like to purchase a package at the end, you can, but you don't have to pay anything to log in and tune in for free. We'll give you a lot more information as the time comes closer to the summer months with this thyroid summer. Dr. Brownstein, Dr. Teitelbaum will be part of this thing. And or looking forward to that. So Susie's going to join me on April 16th, and I know she's going to host this program on in May when we're traveling. And I think her guest is going to be Dr. Brownstein, who is University of Chicago MD, one of the leading thyroid experts. I just mentioned him a second ago. So hopefully all this pans out, works out, and we'll get Susie to do these two appearances. Another study, interesting one on pycnogenol. We talk about it once in a while. It makes the research studies, even though we all know the benefits of that French paradox with the grape skin, grape seed, red wine. The pycnogenol is in a family of the resveratrol. It's a different animal. It comes from the maritime pine bark, but it's got very similar set of chemical ingredients in it. This study on post-workout tiredness and post-workout muscle pain. Pycnogenol is a very powerful antioxidant from the bark of the French maritime pine tree. Improves performance and endurance while reducing cramping and soreness after exercise, according to a study published in the Journal of Sports Medicine and Physical Fitness. The study tested the supplement on recreational exercisers and triathletes. Group of 157 casual exercisers received either a placebo or 100 milligrams of pycnogenol per day. Researchers at Chieri Pescara University in Italy used the Army Physical Fitness Test to measure improvements in physical fitness during 8 weeks. Subjects who took the supplement saw a significant improvement in the 2-mile running time and a number of push-ups and sit-ups. Their level of oxidative stress and training-induced muscular pain also was significantly decreased. The second group studied included 54 triathletes, 32 of whom received 150 milligrams of pycnogenol each day for 4 weeks. The others received placebo. With training, the swimming, biking, and running times improved significantly. Pycnogenol group had more improvements than a placebo group. Those triathletes improved their times by 11 minutes, while the control group had an average improvement of 4.5 minutes. There was a significant decrease in cramps, running, and post-running pain in the pycnogenol group. There was no difference in the control group in that regard. So pycnogenol could be another tool for exercisers, a great supplement. People always look, those exercisers looking for an edge, or they're looking for ways to prevent, lower their pain. They want to push themselves further and harder, do more. People want to stay active, and possibly pycnogenol could be a another tool in the kit with recovery drinks, with electrolytes, with protein, with a variety of things that athletes do to help prevent muscle breakdown, muscle soreness, pain, and maybe shaving off a little time on the runs, bike rides, and swims if you're doing triathlons, mini triathlons. So I'll have the study posted at the store. Pycnogenol has had a number of fascinating research that we've seen over the last number of years. Tends to be a little bit more on the expensive side of supplements, but the benefits, I think, for a lot of people would be worth experimenting with the supplement. 524-8255, open lines, just a few minutes left. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, and choices, this is the place. Every Wednesday morning, we try to educate you and give you the tools to stay in better health or get into better health and lose fat the healthy way, get out from under the burden of the prescription drugs in many cases, diabetes, food sensitivities, allergies. There are so many things you can adjust in your lifestyle and diet, and we can guide you along and help you with conditions that easily can be prevented. In the middle of our semi-annual sale, which runs through Saturday, deep discounts on everything, including the big appliances, and we've never done those before. So even the Champion Juicer, which we were told is the lowest price in the United States, 5% additional, so you're kind of saving almost on a sales tax on Champion Juicers, and up to 20% off of our everyday low prices. So you could find things that are going to be pushing, I would say, wholesale cost on protein drinks. Pure Nutrition and Plant Fusion are going to be very close to wholesale cost during this week of the sale. And then, of course, the prices go back up on Sunday. We are open, by the way, on Sundays. A lot of people still are not sure, but it's been at least 6 months, close to a year. We're open on Sundays from 10 to 5, although the sale will end Saturday evening, and the computers revert to regular prices after the sale ends. we want you to come in and experience and sample some things and new drinks and teas, as Dasha mentioned, all kinds of yummy foods and gluten-free things and you name it. I mean, just tons and tons of new stuff. Let's see. New study on kids and magnesium. This is, I think, one of the first studies that we've seen kids actually being used, and this is a Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital. Magnesium content of a diet is significantly related to bone strength, according to a new study. Although the importance of magnesium for bone health has been recognized, not much was known about kids and magnesium. The research published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. Let's see. Oh, we have a caller on the line. I'll continue with the study. We have Scott on the line. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I've been listening to your program this morning. I had a question regarding people that suffer from severe joint aches and pains, especially in the morning. You know, people that suffer with it chronically day in and day out, year mm-hmm. after year. Arthritic type
right.
Pains and that. Are there helpful solutions for people in this category?
Good question. And you're describing a classic case of osteoarthritis, which is the cartilage wear and tear in the joints due to age or physical activity, car accident, whatever it is. Exercisers deal with the worn out joint all the time. People wake up stiff in the morning and generally get better throughout the day and during the day. So there's a multi-pronged approach. You can do various things. Number one, I always tell people, get it diagnosed. Go to a rheumatologist or somebody who specializes in joint condition, and rheumatologist typically is the doctor who specializes in rheumatic joint conditions, somebody like Dr. Scoville in town. They can do an x-ray to see the condition of the joint and the extent of the wear and tear, and then they will do a blood test to determine what kind of arthritis you have, because there are over 100 different arthritises, with osteo being the most common, rheumatoid right up there, conditions like lupus, all would fall into arthritic conditions. So from the standpoint of nutrition, increasing your omega-3, eating fatty fish like herring, sardines, tuna, salmon, anchovies, increasing the omega-3 definitely has the anti-inflammatory benefits and general lubricating effect. People tell us all the time when they start either increasing their consumption or supplements of omega-3, they start noticing much more fluid effect in the joints. Then you go to specific supplements like glucosamine sulfate. Make sure it is a sulfate form of glucosamine, meaning glucosamine is bound to a sulfur molecule, not hydrochloride, HCl, because it has a lot less benefit. That rebuilds cartilage over time, and we've seen x-rays to prove that. And then depending on the severity of the pain and inflammation, you can get into natural anti-inflammatories. At the top of the list, turmeric, which contains chemical called curcumin. And the gold standard of curcumins is something called BCM95, curamin, amazing amount of clinical research and studies. But that's a kind of a three-pronged approach. But I would get it diagnosed, bring your diagnosis into the store, Scott, and we will advise you much better once we know what it is. All right. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Hope to see you during our sale before the end of Saturday, and talk to you next Wednesday.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer cancer were given either 3 grams per day of Curamin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking Curamin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curamin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information,